It's another day, I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Are You Listening? Our scripture reference today is Judges chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Then the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the power of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen even to their judges, for they lusted after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their ancestors had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord. They did not follow their example. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he delivered them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord would be moved to pity by their groaning because of those who persecuted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they would relapse and behave worse than their ancestors, following other gods, worshiping them, and bowing down to them. They would not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, Because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their ancestors and have not obeyed my voice, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died. In order to test Israel, whether or not they would take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their ancestors did, the Lord had left those nations, not driving them out at once, and had not handed them over to Joshua. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. God raised judges to lead the people. These were not court judges, but more aligned with military leadership. They led God's people after Joshua and his generation died until Saul's kingdom began. Their appointment demonstrated God's further compassion for the people. Although the people continued to turn away from God and lusted after other gods, the Lord still took pity. But the people did not listen even to their judges. God still delivered the people. God still raised judges for them. God was still God. I suppose it's safe to say the people were still the people. These people hadn't known God like Joshua and those before him, so they turned from the Lord. They wouldn't listen to God, and they wouldn't listen to the people God sent. So who do you think they were listening to? Of course, today, we look to the Holy Spirit to comfort and convict us, to speak to us. The prayer to the Holy Spirit within the Emmaus Walk community says, O God, who by the light of thy Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy your consolations. Amen to that. Notice, though, that is a community prayer. Yes, you can pray it by yourself, like you can say any prayer. But the Spirit's power takes root in the community that prays together. And that community is a vital part of your life. God doesn't appoint judges over you, but you do have friends and mentors. Could they be the people God has appointed in your life to encourage and instruct you? Many times, we want them to console and comfort us, listen to us when we need to vent. Be grateful to have someone willing to do that. How willing are we, though, to let those people correct us? Will we listen to the instruction they give us? Do we get annoyed or angry at them when they say what we really need to hear? We come from a long line of people who don't always listen to those who would point us to God's wisdom. But that doesn't mean we have to follow their example. Are you listening to those who would lead you more and more to Jesus? Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.